This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Hey, I was out in our garden at that beautiful time of day between daylight and darkness, dusk, that in-between time, twilight. And I was standing next to a part of our garden where I've let wildflowers go crazy, right? A mix of flowers that come up from seed every year. But on this day, I was standing and watching a hooker primrose. They are this wonderful biennial weed around our home near the banks of the Ohuajolote. So in that zany flower bed, I leave a couple of those hooker primrose for their amazing dusk to early morning display of large yellow flowers. If you stand patiently in front of a mature hooker primrose at dusk, the flowers will open right before your very eyes. You know, you'll watch a seam in the calyx slowly split, then bam, a flower burst out. You know, and I remember I planted hooker primrose at our home, oh, I think in 95 or 1996. But I remember a time standing with Ms. Mosquiti and our daughters, Katie and Sarah, and watching hooker primrose burst open and sphinx moss smashing into them. We were laughing and shouting. You know, a moment that I'll never forget. And over the years, I've decided moments like that are my near life experiences. I can see that moment in my mind, a vignette from my life. Oh my goodness, these vignettes, you know, are my near-life experiences. Once while driving up into the Chiricahua Mountains from the east side, up, and on that rocky dirt road at a nondescript curve in the road, you know, oaks, pines, same old. But Ms. Mosquiti and I stopped for a mountain king snake in the road. Mountain king snake, red, yellow, black bands, they are not nondescript. And there it was, in the road. And over the last 20 or so years, we cannot go around that nondescript curve without one of us saying, "This is where we saw that mountain king." Oh, my near-life experiences go back into my youth, 5 years old, hanging with my older sister in the woods behind our home, and spotting a snake and running like crazy and shouting and panting and laughing. When you hear about near-death experiences, you hear how it affected the life of that person, maybe brought them closer to life itself. And I bet it does. But I think my near-life experiences bring me closer to life. Yeah. Recently, I got to tell you something funny. I thought at my age, maybe all these memorable vignettes are near-death experiences. Okay. But you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, beautiful episodes that renew you, renew your love of nature, your love of one another, of life, right? You know, once while camping near Bluff, Utah, hot summer day, one juniper for shade, Ms. Mosquiti, stepson Jamie, Katie, and Sarah, so hot we were all in our underwear, family in underwear. I can see it now. I can still see the family in underwear near that juniper. It reminds me of love for Jamie, for Sarah, for Katie, for Ms. Mosquiti, an episode that brings me closer to life. Recently driving home at dusk after a day in the hills, 100 yards or so ahead of us, a stream of brown flowed out across the road like running muddy water swirling across the dirt road. It was 50 or 60 quail crossing the road. I'll see that image forever. It was a near-life experience, and it reminded me that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.